This is CliffCentral.com.
Eric.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
It is.
What happens to this thing? What is this thing called?
This is a podcast.
Okay. The Just Now Comedy Podcast.
I thought you were going to ask, what time does it start?
What time does it start?
Just now. Just now.
Okay, cool. And then that voice you're hearing is Flawless. Eric Janssen. I'm Dave Levinson. Who's that other voice?
This is Robin Dunlop.
Hello, Robin Dunlop.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
We don't get to see you the whole week. You disappear.
I have my own things to do outside of your life.
Have you got a job yet?
No, I did get job offers. Yeah, that was weird. My friend actually works at a company that I interviewed for.
Auditioned is a very acting term for going for job interviews.
Apparently, I work there now and nobody's informed me. So that was a very fun week.
That's awkward.
Yeah, I have a job that I didn't know about.
It's like being in one of those
girlfriends. I don't even know if they're giving me how much money I want.
You're the side chick of jobs.
I know. I'm the side chick of this job.
Wow. In Women's Month.
Women's gone.
Hey, Women's Month.
Oh, yes.
This is just too
my friends.
And then also, with us as well, we have a proper guest.
Real guest.
What is your name?
My name's Natasha van der Merwe.
And you know one of our presenters.
I do.
Who? Hannes.
Hannes Brimmer.
Hannes Brimmer came in here as he was also an expert on things. We only hire experts.
But the thing is,
we find out what someone is an expert at that no one would really necessarily know that they are an expert at it.
Say
that's fast.
Sure. Got someone in who's an expert who doesn't really know that they're an expert at that.
Yeah, well, no, we'll find out.
Yes.
So we basically, he came in, he was in charge of comedic health.
Fantastic.
Medical aid.
He had a comedy medical aid that he's trying to develop.
That's great. We need
comedians. We try to get there because comedians. Do you have medical aid?
Actress. You know, same thing as a comedian.
We work a lot.
So
we write our own shit and perform it.
Well, guess what? I've done both.
Can you guys fight?
No.
Hey, it's Women's Month.
By someone recently.
Yeah, but not recently.
But Robin, I'm sensing that you're quite argumentative. Like,
I can hold my own in an argument.
But not in a fight.
In a physical fight.
Do you know do you understand that the point of the argument where the fight's going to start? Because that's where you should pull out.
Yes.
I know other instances where you should pull out as well.
Yes.
Sorry, no, that's
it. Doesn't work.
You're acting full time.
Act full time.
What? Natasha van der Merwe.
That's it.
Can we Google and Instagram you and face?
You can, yeah. Face slut.
What
Google.
Did I call it? Face sit.
Anything.
Face it. That's beautiful.
What are you doing now? So at the moment, it's something called freelancing. You should know about that, being a comedian.
No gigs.
Unemployed, me too.
We call it fun employment. But actually this weekend I'm doing a gig in Pretoria.
I don't know why people can say fun employment, because it's not fun if you're not getting money.
I'm fun employed.
You must make the most of it. Well, exactly. You're fun employed. You didn't even know you had a job.
But also,
no,
Natasha, what you
fun
do?
Fun employed.
You do, you
I'm
started
just
some
unemployed.
Things that are enterprising. You've got your YouTube channel, and you come up with ideas, and you're doing things.
Yes.
So I would call that entrepreneurial unemployment.
Yeah, exactly that. Okay. Yes.
What is unemployment? Sorry, I have a job, so I have no idea. What you guys are.
Ringing the bell at a comedy club is not a real job.
It's a job.
Also handles the light on the wall.
I was channeling Brandon.
Very
sorry.
Important. These people just
Brandon,
think I do
he's normally
these
with
us.
Brandon. They call him Brandon. Face. What's he? Facebook. Brandon. Eye candy.
Yeah, but no, he's Cockblock Mackay.
Brandon Cockblock Mackay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay.
If I'm talking to a person of the opposite sex, he'll come there and tell me.
No, he's handsome.
Dave's got a rash.
Sorry, handsome Brandon.
Handsome
that's
Brandon.
The name he was given on the show.
So he cockblocks you.
Oh, he does. So that's why he's not here.
He's not.
He's in a boat.
And he's also officially single now. He's divorced.
Well, he got divorced last Friday.
So
that's why he's not here. He's on
the
rampage.
I was just about to say. So he's hitting it large in Blum. Shit.
That's when you know you run out of your Tinder.
Options.
Your Tinder radius is too big.
300 kilometers.
Dates in Blum.
Well, I wouldn't know about Tinder, but that is amazing.
You don't drink coffee.
Oh, Tinder is the worst.
Natasha van der Merwe, we need educating Tasha.
There we go.
And you, Eric, how's your week been? Let's do what should we call it? A roundup.
Roundup.
Weekly roundup.
What's been happening?
Okay, the whole week of roundups. Let's call it the Trevor Noah aftermath.
Yes.
And how do we clean up this mess
what
that he left?
What do we do now?
Where everyone, Robin, take it off.
Sorry.
Put it back on.
It's getting hot in here.
I'm still covered.
Yeah, listen, winter came, hey?
Yeah, this is what Jon Snow is talking about. I don't watch Game of Thrones. I just know Jon Snow.
I like
his name. Sounds
hey,
cool.
Me
I like
too.
The fact that his name's Jon and Jon Snow. And he keeps talking about winter.
Yeah.
Like if his name was John.
Winter is
I
coming.
I feel like they like, did think this
point.
Through
yeah.
for a second.
That's too obvious.
They...
Sure point. So
like you can't book into a hotel as John Smith. People look at you like, oh, really?
Really? I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm. You can't be John Snow talking about winter. I don't watch Game of Thrones
I'm so glad. So there are four people in one room that does not watch Game of Thrones.
That's why we have the door closed.
So we should have a review of this situation. This is where the expert
have you read
Game
the thing
of
where
Thrones
you can tell your personality type by the way you watch series.
Oh, sure.
Is that a BuzzFeed thing?
I don't know what, I'm making it up. Well, how do you watch your series? When you, oh, you don't
what do you mean,
your
how?
Friend, you watch Friends.
What do you mean how?
You watch one at a time and then you wait for a week.
Oh gosh, no. Binge? No, binge.
Proper,
it's like half, half.
Maybe sometimes.
It depends because there's some shows that like run and there's others that I...
I'm talking about hard drive. You sit there, you've got it on there.
No, I have Netflix actually. I have my friend's password
you
from
are fun employed.
I have Netflix as well.
You've got a Grace Mugabe extension cord from your neighbor.
Yeah. You gave me too much credit. I just said that I stole my password from my friend.
That's good.
Mine's
the way you said I have Netflix though, like discredited any crime you commit after that.
I watched the entire
Netflix.
Is there Narcos season 2?
How I've never been in jail.
Grey's Anatomy though, I'm loving.
Has Narcos got season 2?
Yeah.
What's
Grey's Anatomy still going?
It is. And
is it all down the plane?
What season 16
oh,
is happening?
Oh, gosh, no. But thank goodness I passed that because we're in spoiler alert.
It was 1984.
No, it's. I know, but I just because it's my dream to be, you know, I really want to be a doctor. Yeah.
Every actress wants to be a doctor.
Well, actually,
oh, you
no, want to
act as a doctor on Grey's Anatomy?
Well, no, that would be amazing. But actually, I was going to become a pilot.
Dr. Fleming, Dr. Fleming.
I mean, it looks good on you with the headphones
that,
and the thing.
That's
yeah.
I thought. But then I had a slight problem. I matric. Science and I had a divorce. Yeah, it was sad. It was. I didn't go to Bloomington though.
You need science to be a nurse. Yes, you just have to know how to go
no,
on strike.
No, I'm talking about being a pilot.
You just have to know how to go on strike every week.
You kind of have to know how to do injections. So
no, I can do that. That's
an unscientific heroin addict. You're good.
Of course, you can do the hot beef injection.
And Eric, what's so? Let's see. Eric, do you know Trevor Noah?
Yeah, well,
he came
yes,
here for a week
yes,
or two.
Yes.
Completely made everyone in comedy land go berserk.
Crazy.
Including audience members who now look at me going, and Eric and our comedians going, okay, well now what's your trick?
Not me. Cause
what's your trick? Robin, we look at you because we need you to get more. Have you done
no,
your gigs this week?
I did. I did two.
Where?
I did Puppies and
excellent.
I did Science and Comedy Club.
And no one shouted at you? You just arrived and
no,
you were there?
No, I did well.
Okay, cool.
I think, why well, went, Sanson
who was on
definitely
Sanson?
Went
let's
really
do
well.
A roundup. Where is
Sanson
the
was actually quite
club?
Cool. Hard Rock Cafe on Tuesdays.
Why didn't I know about this?
Tasha, quiet.
Advertising, we'll get there.
Go to my room.
Oh.
I've got a matric.
No, it was good. It was, there was this new guy who, I can't remember his name, but he was really funny, Afrikaans one-liner guy. And then there was Suhail Issa.
Okay.
And myself and Gilly Apter. And then Alfred Adrian showed up and he did however much time he did. And
did he do a go over?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
But Mumsy was standing there with knives in his hand, like threatening
actual
to
knives.
Throw if you go over time. Because we
the
had
hard
a lot of people.
So he stole knives from the Hard Rock Cafe.
He didn't steal them. No, he was just, he literally just went to the table with the fork and the knife on the table and picked it up and went, go okay, over I mean, time and
but
see
how
what
many
happens.
Acts are there? There are four.
That was no, there was more than that.
Oh,
and then after Alfred, there was Glenn and Tats and Defied Man.
Well, that's why you're going to Congo over time.
It was a
that's
very
too
fun,
many,
but it was very
Defied
lineup's
Man
too
yesterday.
Long.
That was a very long lineup, but it was
Defied
a lot
Man
of
where?
Fun.
At the disc game, actually. He didn't know I
you
saw
were
him.
Did
he
wear,
was he
nurse.
Wearing his hat? Yeah, I'm very curious. Does Defied Man go and wear his hat when
he
goes out
with
in public?
No.
No, he doesn't.
No. Well, I don't know about the sex part, but he wasn't into skin with his hat on.
Oh. Well, this roundup's going really well.
Wayward. Michelle is complaining that we don't have WhatsApp.
The WhatsApp line is
active.
The WhatsApp line's been drawn.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. 079-748-2090. Message us on the WhatsApp, and we could read your message.
Casper's got a special guest today, and you have to guess who it is. That's weird.
Ooh.
Nice.
And then... We don't have WhatsApps coming
in. Scroll down. Michelle already wrote
you must
the
just press
it,
the refresh
it not
button.
Come from the top?
It does, but they probably messaged before those tweets came
I refreshed
in.
It.
Yeah.
That's the shows. Hey?
No, don't go that far.
These shows are more interesting than ours. There it says, I saw Deep Fried Man at the Disc Camp. #. Hate, fuck my life.
What
is that?
Okay.
So how do we clean up the mess that Trevor Noah left?
By working harder and being funnier, focusing on your life more than anything else.
Jeez, you sound like one of those inspirational memes that
you
people
have
send.
To. If you don't, you won't make it in life.
Have you ever tried to unfollow someone in person?
Yeah.
That's called a restraining order, David.
Blocking them in real life.
I didn't know 50 meters isn't that far. I'm still cool.
Isn't it 300? I thought that was the standard. That's what I told my lawyer. I don't know what you got.
Why are we
Netflix
talking about you
and a lawyer?
And a lawyer and restraining orders.
Robin, you're very aggressive during women's month.
Why? I'm actually a very nice person, and this
you're very
is
aggressive
very
during women's month. You're on your period,
hey. I will throw the bloody tampon at your face.
Is it? I like it.
Is that time of the month
twice as strong in August? Or is
what
it
if
just,
I like that?
It's my birthday month as well. So
happy birthday, Robin.
It was very like.
What day are you?
9th of August.
Ditto,
that was not the day.
No. Me too. Yes.
The 9th of August.
Yes. National Women's Day.
Yes.
I knew there was a bit of a.
But how come you started off fighting you two, now you're all of a sudden friends?
No, we were besties when we walked in. It's called acting.
At least Eric and I have a.
I'm actually pretty honest with how things
sure.
are.
When's your birthday, Eric?
Maybe you are acting. I'm very honest with how I interact.
So happy birthday, Robin. Sorry about that.
That
was the day of Trevor Noah's show.
Yes,
I didn't
Thursday.
Go.
Last Thursday.
No, it was Wednesday.
This last week.
Damn, it was last Wednesday.
It was 3 days. It was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
3 days of Women's Day? That's too much.
You can't give them
3 days.
We have a whole month. We just upgraded from a day to a month. We won't let you forget about it.
But during Women's Month, you guys have let each other down. There's a lot of ladies beating each other up.
And ladies being beaten up.
For sure. Like, why are we so violent? Anyway, this is supposed to be a comedy podcast. Goliath Club still happening?
Yes.
Parkers, who's on the lineup this week? You've got a big thing happening this
20
Friday.
20 and 5 tonight at the Goliath Comedy Club. And
20 and 5.
What is 20 and 5?
20 and 5
means 20 comedians with 5 minutes each.
Oh, wow!
Damn,
she knows.
At the Swingers Club, that's completely different.
Yeah, that's just. I don't even know how that would work at the Swingers Club.
I don't have car keys to put in a bowl. But
how did you get here?
How did I get?
When I go to my swingers club, they said, whose keys are those? I said, the Uber driver.
He's outside waiting for us.
So you have a motor vehicle?
No, I do. I do have a car, and it is parked outside. Yes.
Actresses with the cars.
I'm very,
that's
yes.
That's my series.
Actresses with a car.
I realized last night watching Narcos from episode 1 to 10 that I needed cocaine just to stay awake. It's too good. I actually needed something just to keep my eyes open.
So it's like watching Breaking Bad. Must I also take
that? Oh, shit.
I'm on season 4.
Yeah, I'm building my own meth lab now. So
when I watched Breaking Bad, I used to get in character. So I'd stand in my underpants and my felt skins and like a long sleeve shirt and just stand there like
this
watching.
Did you buy the slippers that's special at this game?
You don't. What is that? Why you were there?
No. I was getting my acid reflux tablets.
She got some bad stuff. Are you okay?
it happens when you sing.
Acid reflux.
I don't sing.
When I listen to Mariah Carey sing, I just drink acid too reflux. Much. Although I think that's what's in my mouth. So Eric, 20 and 5 tonight.
Yes.
20 comedians.
Yes.
And got 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Each. And you on as well?
Yeah. No, not anymore.
Why you?
I have to look after the place.
He has to handle
I like the way that the Goliath Starter Club. They all get famous and fuck off, and they go, Eric, and they throw the keys in the air like that. Look after the club.
I'm just like, ah, okay.
Do you want me to make a plan? I can get my
sign. Do you
want
to come through? Because then you can
no,
have my
No, I can call it Janssen's tonight.
No.
We changed the lights
outside. No. This is Melrose Arch, man. People will leave. People will be like, we just started trusting the Goliaths. Now all of a sudden it's just
Janssen.
What is
this Janssen's club?
Who is Janssen? We don't even know.
Will you at least not wear a tracksuit tonight? Wear a suit with a bow tie or something so you look like the host of the place.
I quite like your pink salmon hoodie that you're wearing.
Thank you.
Don't encourage it.
I'm so sorry.
I have matching underwear. Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
No, I'm joking. I'm wearing tights. But no, I have to look after the place. So
okay, cool.
I'm there.
I'm going to watch Jason Goliath tonight in his one-man show at the Lyric.
That's fine.
Dope. Okay. Dope.
We had him last week.
And then you, now Natasha Van der Merwe, you said you into comedy. Like you want to be not a stand up, but you want to do funny roles.
I love comedy actually. I wrote and directed a show called Dragging 30 with a friend of mine, Jenna Galloway, and we did that. And then that was all about being 30 and above, and not having the norm of like married with two children and fitting
the
to society.
That's on you.
Yeah, you know, because.
And did you do that? Did you run? What's that clapping sound?
The ovaries that are saying they're running out of time.
I was like, oh my God, you're 30? You have two kids?
You seal.
Never!
So now you're over 30.
Are you really?
How long did the show run for?
Yeah, well.
Jenna Galloway, that sounds like a famous person. Galloway, Keith Galloway.
Yes, that's correct.
B-list
Sainsbury. That's correct.
Check how old I am.
Wow.
Okay, so you.
Yeah, I don't know these.
And
things.
How did the show run? Where did you run it?
Oh, it was great. We sold out in Cape Town and Joburg. We did a run at Sandton Theatre on the Square.
Well, that's kind of a clever show because that can run like Defending the Caveman. It's a theme.
Exactly.
It doesn't stop.
Is it like a play?
A musical.
Okay, I'm thinking TV and movie.
Robin's
or something.
Like a plea, man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No.
No. Like a plea.
No,
on
that's
stage,
that's
people
that's
pay to watch.
No, you're that kind of actress.
Yeah, was there an interval?
Okay, I didn't know what kind. They were just like, you're an actress, and I was like, oh.
Well, it's film, TV.
Oh, do you do everything?
Alice, you must have a finger in every pie here.
Oral sorts. Okay.
Easy now. The sex show is after us.
Yeah.
If you call it a pie, I don't think that's the major problem.
You can call it, just don't say it to the person that you're talking about. That it's you
can
put, after they leave, you can say,
I put my finger in your pie? I feel like...
No, you mustn't say I have a finger in every pie. That's
well,
monogamy.
Basically,
monogamy.
It would be nice.
That's
you
how
polygamy.
You get sick. Yeah.
You just, you jack of all trades.
Yes.
I see.
In this industry.
Everywhere.
Yes, you must just keep yourself busy.
All right, now, the main thing is we got something called, I see what you did there.
Yes.
Okay, and Eric's in charge of it for some
reason.
So.
I don't know how. But
so, basically, because we don't want to call it news.
Yes.
But I love that meme with that weird, funny, round face guy. He goes, I see what you did there. Because I get that sent
like
to me
gif.
Often. I'll do something.
Yes.
And then I get, I see what you did there. I'm like, that's why I put it up on a social platform so that you can see
what I did
there. Don't send me, I see what you did there, because that's what we're all doing. We're all on these social medias.
The whole
see
point
what I did
of
there.
Social media.
So someone's showing you that, I got your joke. I understand your vibe. I'm getting it on the special bus. I see what you did there. I'm not the most subtle comedian.
No.
So you don't have to say I see what you did there. Because so our news is called I see what you did there. We don't even have a thing. I figured out this.
I actually appreciate that because often I do like little... like subtle pun jokes, but then they tend to offend.
No one says, I see what you did there.
No, so some will laugh and some will be like, what the fuck are you saying?
I don't see what you did there, Robin. Okay, so here's one of the stories we'll start off with. Like, let's do proper what news stories would be. Tom Cruise
broke his ankle. Filming Mission Impossible. Yeah, apparently. But we all know that, like, many years ago when he was on Oprah show and he jumped on the couch, that's where his ankle
was fine then.
He broke his ankle.
Yeah, it broke.
Ankle.
It, like, snapped initially.
Because he's over 50.
Yeah.
Well.
Natasha, wait, no one knows what cankles are. Explain. That's a very important thing.
Put it for the
it's
English.
One of my. It's on my list.
What, you have cankles?
No, on my list of why I won't date someone.
David Levinson.
Sorry,
disappointing.
No, it's true. I agree with him. I can't.
It's
just
not.
Look, just Eric, just stand up there on the thing and
no,
show
listen,
us your
I can see
ankles.
From here that
ankle.
Eric has beautiful
got,
ankles.
I've got that masculine ankle, man. Like, you
what's
know
that?
When your Achilles is like,
strong Achilles.
So you missed leg day.
Yeah,
we're
no,
not worried about
No. I'm not that guy. Leg day. Love leg day.
Okay,
yeah,
so hang on. So Tom Cruise was jumping on the couch. His ankle was fine.
Yes,
now he's making Mission Impossible 12.
Now all of a sudden he's got weak ankles.
I didn't realize he's 50.
He's old as a motherfucker.
He's 5 years older than me, but he's I don't jump off buildings.
He's old. Yeah, no, but still.
And also, like, how many more of these must he now run away from someone?
Doing
across,
his...
Because the last one he had a motorbike
over a building.
In Brazil.
Oh,
then he was
yeah.
in, and
stuff.
Also fucked up all those shacks.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Did you see the movie?
No.
They always have those masks where you
I'm
don't
so
know it's
sad
the guy.
For the people
yeah.
that lost
Robin,
their homes.
He always does that mask.
Have you seen Mission Impossible?
No.
In every scene in the movie, just when you're getting into it,
a voice,
the person will take the mask off or they'll
like
have
a voice
changing thing.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Yes.
So and then he'll talk, and then he'll just shoot somebody.
The one guy took his face like this, and he's like, oh shit, I don't actually have a mask.
So same, it's the same thing that they use on Carte Blanche when you want to.
But what if people actually talk like that?
Yeah,
hi Derek. Yes, I was in the room. I was in the room with Robert Mugabe's sons.
Interpretation.
Yeah.
Is that your real voice? Terrible. Yes, I'm 20 years old and I'm not a hooker.
Yeah.
So that's what happened to Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Is that that's what's the news that was on other radio stations?
Yeah.
It's got fuck all to do with comedy. Yeah, is there something funny at least?
He broke his ankle. One would say filming the rest of the movie would be Mission Impossible.
Oh man!
See what you did there, Pink Salmon. See what you did there.
Yeah, I did.
Listen, Natasha's got you. Eh?
She's got me.
She's got, you know
it's
that
fine.
Eric okay. and I get shy when there's people here because there was someone called there was a DIY lady that was here.
This one was hot.
But he wasn't here. I wasn't here. Alone.
So I could hear in Eric's voice, he didn't know what to ask her or what to say. And every time she said something, he just had this like giggle. Because she's hot.
So what are you guys saying? You have a lot to say
Brandon.
This morning.
It was Brandon. No, it was
Brandon. Brandon wasn't here.
No, it was Brandon was here.
I mean, Eric has no problem talking to Brandon me.
What other stories do we have, Robin?
I mean, it's
does he not do the giggle with you?
Oh, man.
I need to work on my game.
Do you like Eric?
In sports news, I mean, he's fine.
Thank you. No one likes Eric.
Thank you. So what do you?
There's a game this weekend in sports. Yay. Get the goal.
What's in sports news? Besides colored excellence.
Yeah, no, I can't do the colored excellence story. That was last week's news. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. In sports news, Caster Semenya been kicking ass because she read that book, you know, Run Like a Man, Think Like a Lady while being lady and all that stuff.
The Steve Harvey book. Yeah, Run Like a Man, Think Like a Lady.
Yeah, so she did the thing. She read the book and she's amazing. She's been winning medals. But then Lindsay Sharp of England complained that she has too much testosterone in her blood. First things first.
Who's this lady, Lindsay Sharp?
Lindsay Sharp is also an athlete.
From where?
But she from England. England. I did say English.
Okay, cool. But she could just speak English.
Listen.
Right. So she complained that Caster Semenya has too much testosterone in her body and that's why she's beating all the ladies. But I say she's in no position to complain because there are seven other people that run faster than her because she finished 8th. 9th.
Do you think Grace Mugabe's got too much testosterone?
No, she's got the right amount. That's the perfect amount of testosterone.
She just got a weird like panic, you know, the fight or flight thing. Like she just went like, what is near me? Plug. No, perfect.
No, there's another allegedly. The next story. She walked in with it already.
Yeah. You guys must read the things.
I didn't read any of
this. So this lady's complaining about Caster.
Lindsay Sharp went on Twitter and she was like, yo, what's her name? Caster Semenya should run with men because she's got too much testosterone. So they did the test and it proved, well, they proved that all the women that run together have the same level of testosterone. Caster just happens to have, like, she looks more and has more.
She just got manly, muscle.
Yeah, masculine qualities.
Yeah.
Right. And then they also attacked her and Katie Hopkins joined with Lindsay Sharp and said that Caster Semenya should run with men because she got married to a woman and she claims to be the husband in their relationship.
So
she's not really
personal.
A man. But that's what I'm saying. So they attacked her on a personal level.
Has anyone ever asked like the Williams sisters if they have too much testosterone?
Yes, they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all of them, it's weird. Like every time someone excels at sport, which is a physical thing, it's not saying that you have you've got a physicality to it. So now they're saying, you can't be that good. You must have manly things in you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's some manly Russians that they haven't really tested.
No, they have tested them. Russians weren't allowed to go to the Olympics last year. All the Russian teams were cancelled.
Yeah.
Except for the Christian team.
Now I get that joke.
Wow. It's been like how many years since the Olympics?
No, you're supposed to say, I see what you did there.
I see what you did there.
So, 3 years ago.
Am I getting on the same page?
Natasha, what is it?
Yeah, is this a hashtag... Has been news slot? Or am I just...
That's fully it? Has been.
Oh, okay. Because I just thought
national,
to myself...
The this was last week.
Yeah, but this Lindsay story wasn't that the...
She complained last time as well.
Yeah.
No, she complained last time as well, and then she complained again this week.
But she also said
she that... She keeps bitching because daddy can't buy her talent
story.
In running.
Same story. Again.
Different story. Same. She's still hucking on about it.
Yeah.
And she also said that Cass is the man in the relationship.
Yeah.
So which it's obvious like, she must test her. So she does manly things around the house.
She like scratches a button, smells it, and like reads
she does the
bra,
doesn't make salad.
Surprise.
Leaves.
I bri.
Underpants on the floor.
Yeah. I can bri.
Well, what happens if you bri and you know you're a lady?
She wears like
if
sandals,
you don't have cankles and you can bri,
that's what I do. I mean I'd like to think I do.
And she makes dad jokes as well, so that's I think that's why.
Oh, is the dad
so, like,
jokes like the?
like, on your marks.
That's the draw. And then she made a dash. The line.
And then Lindsay's like, oh my God. And then she didn't launch in time. And then, she, you know, Gus the one. I think that's what happened. So she was upset about the dad jokes more than she was about.
She's not a very happy winner. Loser.
She's not a winner. That's the problem. She's like, losing. That's the menu song.
Dave's like, we didn't even talk about this. Where is this coming from?
Do we know anything about this Lindsay Johnson? Because I feel
sharp.
Like.
Lindsay Sharp.
Was she not sharp?
No, we don't know anything about it.
To Lindsay Johnson listening, we were
sorry,
no. You okay?
Lindsay
you
Johnson.
Safe?
So what else is in the news?
We went sharp.
Do you want to talk about the Grace McGarvey thing?
Yes,
because Natasha's busting us for doing old
let's
news. Hashtag old news.
Okay, fine.
Well, no, I was just checking because I was.
What if someone's listening to this
Tuesday.
Tomorrow? Last week. This could be an old podcast.
Yeah,
it's Friday, the 9th of September
in 2012.
What is the real story of Grace? What did she do?
The real story is what happened was she walked in. I believe she walked into the room where her sons were staying. Her son
at the hotel.
Her stepson. Stepson? Is it stepson?
Be one of them is not hers. The two.
Yeah, one is
her
son.
Sorry, one's
but like
hers.
Your
one
life,
is
David.
Two sons. Phew, so many children.
Don't know where they
and
are.
What
put them in a hotel
was,
with extension cord.
She walked in and saw that her sons were speaking to this girl. And then she was like, I don't know who this girl is. But anyway, walked out of the room. Then one of the bodyguards said to the girl, follow me, please. She got up. She went to Grace's room, sat down and waited for her. Because she was like, okay, cool. This lady wants to speak to me. And then Grace walked in and extended a very warm welcome to her.
Jeez.
A bunch of times until she bled.
I see what she did.
And then she
there.
Crawled out
good.
Of the room and, you know, charges and then bribes and then gerineal and now mad as hell.
See, this is the problem is you can't mess with,
so
like,
swell.
Powerful people's sons because...
But you think, I mean, as a mom,
but
she's still protecting her
see,
sons.
And
the sons
is,
didn't stick up for
yeah,
the
but that's
girl.
Bullshit.
And the other thing is she is in South Africa because apparently she's, like, having ankle surgery for some weird reason.
With her ankles.
Was she an extra on the Mission Impossible?
Exactly what's going on. It's exactly... It.
She's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is dressed up like Grace McGarvey and he's going to take his mask off at the cake.
Yeah.
Who are you really? It's me. It's me.
And it all comes together.
And then he's going to go, Tom Cruise.
With the
and then Tom
cankle
go,
surgery.
No, wait. No,
everyone's
no, no.
coming to
and
South
then,
enough.
And then,
like the new thing.
Eyes,
you know,
cankles.
You see, and then
it used to be the hearts, and then it was the penis. Now
see,
it's
and then
Harry
Nell is
going to
be like, Tom Cruise, really? Is it you? And then he's going to be like, no. Does Leon choose the man? So yeah, that's the thing. So she caught. But my thing is, how angry do you have to be to hit somebody with the next like? Guys,
have you ever tried to get an extension cord from a hotel if you're in a hotel?
Do you know?
Your phone goes central.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
It's fucking Mission Impossible.
We've lost it.
Because now you're phoning reception. You're
have
like,
you ever
yo,
tried to phone just for a two-prong plug?
An ironing board. You worried about a two-point plug. Now you're like, can I please have an ironing board? And they're like,
what are you going to iron? Your salmon?
What, yeah,
your
what do you want to do? What do you want to do with an ironing
everything.
Board? Like, I want to go so. Bitch, bring me the ironing board. I've got
to they do ask you, hey? Well, now they're going to ask even more questions.
Now they're
going to
ask
you.
Hi,
listen, I need an extension cable.
How long are you going to use it for?
What for? And also, was it plugged in?
Was
it, because that's quite dangerous because you could actually not yourself
no, she
as
hit
well.
Her apparently with the
insert point
the female thing, part
the prong
alright
let's call it
no
that's electrical
yes
that's an electrical
the front and
the
back
the front the prong
the
part would be the male part
I feel like that would do more
and the whole part is the female part that's
yeah,
an electrical
damage,
term
yes.
It's not a Women's
yes.
Day reference
no absolutely
it's like getting you
that's how plugs work
that's how plugs
work
and penises and vaginas funnily enough. Because you can say, I got plugged the other night.
Yeah.
I plugged in.
And
I've never
in,
ever
and out,
said
in,
that.
I plugged into a pie.
Okay.
I didn't say that, though. Right.
She didn't have ankles. Don't judge me.
Like, that's how, like, you have to be super angry.
Do you think it was plugged in? Do you think that she's
a,
stealing electricity from South Africa?
That was the
and
extension
that was the extension
cord.
Yeah, the whole of Zimbabwe had no electricity for 2 days. Closer.
Wait, what?
Cape Town's not closer to Zimbabwe.
It was
wait,
in Sandton.
Ooh, what stories were you reading?
No, you said you didn't say Cape Town and the hotel in Cape. No, okay.
It's Hotel Sandton.
Robin,
we need you to read the news, even though our news is 4 days old. We need you to at least read the news 4 days ago.
I only have attention for the headlines, and then I'm like, yo, what happened? And
you
know the videos that.
Okay, so you want to know that I actually.
Natasha Funimeva, tell us about your secret past before we actually tell you why you're really here.
Pause the news.
I actually read the news for a year on the breakfast show.
Which one?
With good old Greg on Chai FM.
Oh, I don't okay. understand.
That's
why are you speaking Afrikaans now?
Nee, luister, dit was eintlik Uits.
Almal van hulle.
Almal van hulle. Behalwe ek.
Well, yeah, I get music. Yeah, I've got. This is a song for Grace McGarvey. Slightly porno. This is a non.
So what I was saying was
yes.
You walk into a room. Yes. You realize the girl that
it's one of those, so now those mystery novels.
Now, yeah, now you cock blocking your son as well. You was about to, yay, person. And then she's like, ah. Cool. So you sitting there. And then as the person in the story inflicting damage, you walk into a room. You think to yourself,
hit me with your rhythm stick.
They didn't do this on Chai FM.
Yeah. You think to yourself, what am I going to use? There's a shoe on the floor. Fuck.
But she
shoe.
Disappeared, eh?
Where's the belt? No, there's no belt.
Do you think Grace Mugabe thinks that? Cupboard? Thinks like that.
Safe. Let this me throw a safe at her. No, wait. I need something long and strong. I don't have a whip. Ha! Extension cord. And then...
But I think what happened is she was in the hallway waiting, and then she finally got the request from 3 days before for the extension cord. So the waiter came with the trolley with the extension cord. She was like,
originally,
yes.
No, it was like that scene in Pulp Fiction. The ironing board. Because you can't move someone with the ironing board.
Yeah, you can't.
Well,
with the iron, you can.
I mean, the iron.
You
can, yeah.
No,
iron.
You need to swing a long.
Yeah, you need space for that.
You should hit someone
and
with
that. Sometimes it catches wind and then it does that thing. You know that thing.
What ironing board do you use?
Those very flimsy light. Ones. Yeah. So you throw and then
the ones that are special on checkers.
But yeah, exactly. Because I'm broke as fuck. Right. So
it happens when you're a comedian.
Yeah. You're the one person with a job in this room. I'm just
no, I have a job, but I just waste money on pink.
Also, I just want to say something, Natasha Fundamental. Yes, this is a Comics Choice nominee.
Yeah, that is very correct. That's kind of I actually knew that.
Did you see his ad on?
That's
on
why you're so
thing.
News sensitive, because you understand how news works. Well, and how bad our news is.
Well, so,
that's what's not called news. It's called. I see what you did. Robin.
Yes.
What did you say?
I said,
did you see the ad?
Eric and Bongani Dube's ad.
Eric and Bongani did an ad where they talk about how what could
being
be
comedians.
That's why they're comedians
the
and not real
place.
Jobs.
Yes.
But in the ad, does he say boot or puss?
Must I play the video?
Let me play the video.
Give me
and
a
now,
second.
Now, see, on our news, we even have video clips on a fucking radio show.
I'm sure it was a book.
That is the way forward.
It is a
so if everyone on WhatsApp could just focus on their screen for a second.
Okay.
I bet you somebody just looked at their phone like, what's going on?
You can't get it.
Yo, Greenside, what are we doing tonight?
Greenside, what's tonight? Up?
Greenside.
Listen,
tough
listen.
Crowd.
Listen.
Good on your side. No. Okay. You may be a tough crowd, but we were raised tougher. Yeah? Okay. Huh? We're from Benoni. Isn't that right, Eric? Yeah? Yeah. There's a saying in Benoni. Why did the guy from Benoni cross the street?
Why?
To go beat up the guy across the street.
What do all tests in Benoni start with?
Tell me, Eric.
What are you looking at? Boots.
Yeah, okay.
Boot. You heard boot,
you
right?
Boot?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. I told you it was boot. You didn't listen properly.
I heard boots.
You need to listen properly.
No.
So the thing is, in Benoni, I can understand boot is four ways.
Nah, Benoni
is Cape Town.
But I'm from Benoni.
So is Grace Mugabe.
Yes, that's why she used an extension cord.
She's like, but cake,
I feel beating. Like this lady was not singing, hit me with your best
hit me with your rhythm.
Why didn't you hit me with
your
best
shot? Did you sing the news?
I could have. That might have just been a sung version.
Can you sing? Do you dress up and do those singagram things? That's an art form no one does anymore.
I didn't even know there was a thing. Singagram? Is that like flipper?
It's like a gorillagram, but you arrive at the balloons and dressed as a lady and you sing happy birthday to some
I
guy.
Mean, I feel like you kind guys haven't even seen Sketchy.
What is that?
Oh, so dress up
they
like
dress up and get in a car and then they like sing all these songs. It's really fun.
That's what, see.
That's like popular on YouTube now.
Are you talking about carpool karaoke?
Yeah, those
It's
guys.
Not carpool karaoke though. I mean, it's similar, but it's not.
Okay.
Because they don't sing it, they just mime it.
That was girl, girl talk.
Back to the Comedy Awards.
Comedy Awards
I got
on
my
the 9th
invite
of September.
And I have a plus one and I don't have a date. So how do we do this?
Well, we have 11 listeners.
I'm not asking you.
None of them have cankles.
Are you afraid of taking another female that's born on the same day as you?
I'm
what's,
not.
What just happened?
Actually.
Because we could make news like Custer.
Damn, this is so... I'm moist. I've never seen Love Actually happen.
Love Actually. Did you see what you did there?
Love Actually. It's just happened. This is amazing. Robin's got a date. Robin's got a girlfriend.
Yay.
But do you have a ticket to the Comics Choice Awards?
No.
No, she's got a plus one.
Oh, you get a plus one?
Oh,
that's fire.
Wait, Eric got
fire. Were you sleeping, Pink Salmon?
I was slow.
See, I'm not the only one who doesn't listen to the other one.
Screw you guys.
Listen, I love Pink Salmon. So,
me too.
Here's the thing.
There's a special on a checkers now with those tins.
He's a nominee. Mm. No, I buy salmon from the shop. In
a real
actual
one.
Fish.
Oh, so you're a very rich comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there ever a dispute about that?
Somewhere I went wrong. I wish there was a look right now. I'm actually going to take it.
Yes.
Tell us, you're a nominee.
Yes.
And last week you got a note saying, "Have you? Are you coming to the awards?"
Yes.
And you said, "Isn't it obvious I'm a nominee?"
I mean,
and I said,
mean,
"Yes, not obvious.
It is obvious.
You might have a gig that night. You
I
might not
don't.
Be there.
I cancelled everything to be at the
no,
awards.
No, the best night. The best night that you want to work in this industry is on the Comics Choice night.
Why?
You get jobs, man. No one's there.
At the Comic Choice Awards?
Everyone's at the Comic Choice
exactly.
Awards. I'm getting the gigs. I'm
nobody's
out there working.
At Parker's. Do you think Elias will have a show that night?
Are you going to have an audience?
Hell no.
I never do.
Well, I watched you last time and there was an audience. So
right, Natasha, right. Funny Mava, for the next 20 minutes.
I was told you need to check out stuff on WeChat. Woody sent us stuff.
Is, but I don't know where the WeChat hole is. Here it is. Savannah.
Woody sent us stuff.
I'm listening to discuss about gin restrictions.
Michelle.
Obviously not our show. I have no restriction on gin.
Gin is amazing. I like it.
Do you drink alcohol?
I do, yes.
But not coffee?
Never touched a cup of coffee in my life, no.
What?
Don't smoke. You just freaked Eric out.
I know. I'm so sorry about that.
You weren't pre-warned about this, sorry.
Puta madre.
You need to get better with our DB form.
Have you tried meth?
Happy girl.
Sorry.
Meth?
Have I tried? Meth? No. Methylated spirits I've tried once before. That
but it was for
fun.
A role. For
did
play.
You drink? Did you smoke?
No, it was just by accident, just like really. I thought it was the cough mixture.
Oh, shit. No, whoa. You took this too far.
I got confused.
Hey, speaking about cough mixture, do you know that pineapple has got more good stuff in it than cough mixture?
Yes, because that is a life hack.
Well, that's exactly what we got you in there for. Because you actually get hired out to give people advice on their life. So they'll come to you and say, my life is broken, help me out. You go to their houses and you'll see you've got so much stuff here that you can use.
Yes.
Pineapple's better than
a cough mixture.
Better than cough mixture. It has better... You know when you get that scratchy feeling when you eat a pineapple? You must peel it first.
Don't eat.
Thanks, Dave. Don't advice to live by.
Doctor, what's good for my prostate? Tomatoes. Yeah, but I only get three up.
Use the cherries. You can get more.
So, life hacks. Wait, how did this start?
Well, you know, I think just being so wise.
Thrown under the bus.
Yes. No, I'm going to. Being so wise and being the age that I am. And,
20, 20
and
something.
Exactly,
yeah.
and single, and been through quite a few relationships, and you know, I people started asking me advice, and I just realized that.
And you do, you have that face, like I want to know stuff.
Oh, that's so kind.
Hey,
tell me, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not going to work the fourth time.
Start some life hacks.
So I have some life hacks.
Do you divide them into sections for men, for young kids, for housewives, for prostitutes?
Well, it varies. You know, No. I don't have such divided
life hack chat.
Okay, so let's go. Normally, what this is normally called Breakfast Beer Club,
but
we're going to call it Breakfast
Life Hacks.
Life hacks with life hacks. Okay. Let's do a music.
Music.
Obviously nowadays technology is quite expensive, and then over and above getting the new laptop, you also have to buy Microsoft everything 365, which is an extra R1 million a month.
Yeah.
You know, being fun employed like ourselves, and we can't always afford it. So I have a life hack for that one.
Let's hear this.
If you can't afford Microsoft Word, you just get Open Office, and it's the same thing except it's free and it has more features. You just Google Open.
Have you done this?
Office.
So
yeah.
Why would
you
not
have to Google on a computer that already has Office, though?
No, you're talking about Word.
I'm talking about Microsoft
just
Word.
Just Word. Why would you need Microsoft Word? Can't you just write stuff with the handwriting and a pen?
You could, but it's difficult when you have to send it to somebody.
Do computers not come with Windows with Word on it?
No, you need to buy it, actually.
It's a hell of a thing.
So it's free. So what's it called? Open Office.
Open Office, yeah.
Hey, listen, I've got an Open Office policy.
Okay.
I don't even have a fucking office.
Well, exactly that. And then, lemon juice is also lacquer.
Yes.
You know, using lemon juice, but it's always irritating.
With
because
tequila?
With tequila, with whatever you want.
What can you clean with tequila? Blood?
No.
No, we said lemon is good with tequila.
No, unless you're planning on hitting someone with an extension cord and trying to clean it up afterwards. Yes.
Yo, that's hard
do you
to
guys
clean
think,
up,
do you guys
have to
think
disappear
bicarb,
for a bit.
Wait. Honest question.
And
Eric,
wait,
girl them, talk. Over. Them, Eric, go.
Do you think like Grace left with the extension cord, or did she just...
Because that's embarrassing. You know when you still get headphones on and you walk away from the desk?
It's like lemon.
You get to the door. Yeah.
It's like that.
You know what's... That's actually... Please, so stupid. Because like how far could she have got? 3.5 meters. She's left the country. That's a fucking long extension.
No, she hasn't, though. She's still in the country, apparently.
Well, that's why. It's only 3.5 meters. That's like my restraining order.
I bet she's probably still in the same hotel room as well.
On another note, how hot is the lady in the room?
I need to stress this.
Just hold on. How hot was the lady?
She's pretty.
She's gorgeous.
Month. You can't say
oh, that's party. Where it is. It was just a jealousy thing.
I think so.
Yeah. With her son.
But it's yours.
Oh, I guess.
No, not her son. The son's there was some keys in the hat.
It wasn't her Uber drivers either.
Do you think she was trying to resolve like conflict between the boys?
No. Just cock blocking in the highest regard.
Back to life hacks.
Life hacks.
In three.
Okay. Well, so speaking of toothpaste, you know, it's lekker when people come around and have drinks at your house, tequila, whatever, gin, and then it maak hy gemors op die tafel, you know, yeah. It leaves
you
that ring.
You can't change languages.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This
needs
nie levende hacks.
That sounds like, life witches, man.
Yes, but, you can. Okay, so someone
comes to your house
and you have drinks and things.
What is this thing you speak of? People come to your house and have drinks?
No.
This or never happens to me.
No.
What
really?
Is a house? Yeah, so
what are friends?
They mess on your carpet and then you can clean with toothpaste.
So you're saying if you don't have coasters.
If you don't have coasters and there's those rings.
I'm freaking life hack is really for poor people.
Well.
People that want to save money
on. You can't afford word. You can't afford coasters.
Toothpaste cleans those rings.
How much is a coaster?
She's like, can I please finish my hack, damn it?
Although.
Can I just say, how much is a toothpaste? How much is a pack of coasters that you can steal from a bar?
No, that I don't know, but I had just recently been to Dublin.
I used to steal sugar. You went to Dublin?
I took a coaster for every bar I walked into. I have enough coasters to last me a lifestyle.
So you don't need the toothpaste hack.
No, I don't need that. I don't need that.
Here's something else, because this podcast is so interesting. Can you please bring your coaster collection in?
Yes.
And next week we're going to have coaster talk.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Because can we also drink
with
the coasters? We're
not allowed to drink anymore.
Not in here. We're going to drink out there.
Yes, here's your... There's your
1963.
Thank you. And then, okay, so you know, it's well, we actually haven't had blackouts that much.
All right, so is this a life?
I mean, I was in Woolies yesterday changing, and I took my shirt off, and all the power went out.
Oh, so then they were.
It's like
Netflix.
Well, look, I don't know.
Woolworths. What else? Dublin.
I was just trying on. I didn't buy anything.
Lawyers.
Are you a window shopping? Well, let me tell you this.
Here's your life hack song.
Does it count if you're putting it on?
La la.
Life hacks.
I could have said a clothing
Natasha.
Didn't have to specify.
Okay.
He
Robin was changing
Tash.
The lights went
off.
Does that ever happen to you, Robin? You're taking your clothes off and the lights go off.
And you're like, hey.
No, normally the brighter. That doesn't make sense.
You normally go, what?
Okay, so life hacks. So you put toothpaste on the?
On the marks where the stains are on the table. And it removes.
You know, you can also rub your nuts against wood if the wood is scratched.
And it fixes it.
Walnuts.
Walnuts.
Yes. They're not your walnuts.
Almonds or macadamias.
No, it has to be walnuts.
No, it has to be
just
oil.
Previous experience.
So scratches must be real wood. You can scratch a nut. So I always keep walnuts next to my wood.
Okay, that's good. You should keep crayons around. You have kids? Keep crayons because if you don't have candles when the lights go out, a crayon lasts 30 minutes.
But where do you put
minutes?
The crayon?
Yeah,
you just hold it.
Yeah.
Anywhere you like, but
that
if you
must
light
be hectic.
It.
You put crayons on your birthday cake. Then you can sing happy birthday really slowly.
Forever.
So.
I find clothes pegs are life hacks.
Oh my gosh, you just took the words out of my mouth.
That's what I wanted to do.
Hey?
Pull out.
You wanted to just, so basically, there's pain relief. Pain relief for, so basically, if you take a clothing peg.
Okay. We're going to exert more pain on ourselves to relieve pain.
If you close the pegs, you put it on the top of your ear.
Yeah.
Okay, that is for your back and shoulders to release pain.
No, that just gives you a sore ear.
You also look weird in clicks though. Because sorry, are you going to buy those clothes pegs? Oh, really sore back.
They'll be like, aisle four.
Yeah.
You listened to Life Hacks with Natasha Funimava, didn't you?
I have this problem.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm painting on my mouth.
Yeah, I have this problem where if I put anything on my ears, it just... Because I don't have cartridges.
Show us like your ears.
There's like no
You don't
cartridge
have a cartridge here. In your ear.
Yeah, so like if you put
something so you can't be printing anything there.
Hey, I don't have earlobes. Are you into guys with no earlobes?
Dave, no lobes.
That is
cankles and
fascinating.
Earlobes. Is that fascinating?
Hey? Look at that. So you never
no
had your
ever
ears
said
pierced.
That. People just pour into point and laugh. I've never had anything pierced.
Good.
Not even
you
a Prince
keep
Albert.
It that way.
Next.
I went to have my, what do they call it, Prince Albert?
Prince Albert.
to have it, like they put a ring through the edge, end of your
knob. I thought you meant you went to Prince Albert. Sorry.
No, Oatstern.
Yes.
Oh, you go to Dublin, I go to Prince Albert. No, you put a Prince Albert, it's like a little bar ring through the end of your knob. And like you have to lie under a blanket and then you just lie there.
End of your wound.
So the guy doesn't know what your face is. And then I took my clothes off and I lay there and he looked, he said, sorry, I don't do ladies. I'm like, damn. It was a cold day.
It was a cold day. Mm. But you've managed to have so many children running around.
Dad, you don't need big chop-chop sperm. It just comes out.
Yeah. I mean.
See, I'm not explaining how babies are made.
You can use your thumb.
You're over 30.
And I've got life hacks.
You can put your finger in the pie.
Yeah.
You can use a turkey baster.
You can...
And this is Women's Month and I'm explaining...
Robin and I are actually very clued up a lot more than you.
And you have your birthdays on the same day.
We do. Yes.
Robin's 22.
Thank you.
I'm only...
24.
I am only... A year older than Robin.
Okay, go. More clothes pigs. I want more. More cowbell.
Do you suffer from digestion? I can see you suffer from digestion.
What do you mean? Like I like to swallow my food?
You suffer from digestion. How dare you digest things?
Reader's Digest.
Well, you didn't see what I did there.
I see what you did there. No, I'm actually quite very easy.
You're very slim for your age.
Slim. Bias yeah. slim.
Yeah, yes, bias slim.
Yes, bias
but
slim.
Why did you change the language now?
Because it was funnier when I said slim. So you say I'm fat, I've got no earlobes, I have cankles. What's on your Tinder profile?
Do you have back problems because if you take pigs?
No, but if you have digestion.
Yeah, indigestion.
No, for digestion. So to help with digestion.
Oh, to help, you just want to get the food
down.
You
must put the pig sort of just above the earlobe, but you can have a problem with
the earlobe. I'm out of this one.
But you know what? If you have a sinus and ear and throat problem, you just put it, it's just there in the middle, just where that little section comes where it finishes
that
bending.
The ram section, yeah.
Yeah, nedar. They sit on nedar.
You can see the science wasn't your thing, eh? The bendy part of the ear. The lisky
actually,
part.
That would have been biology, hashtag just saying.
It's also a science.
I have a degree in that and I don't know what the part of the ear is.
The lisky part.
The listeny part. Is that not the eardrum that vibrates
the
eardrum?
No, the eardrum's quite deep.
Have you ever ruptured an eardrum?
No. Only when I listen to Robin sing.
Luckily, not my career choice.
Go more. I need hacks. I want hacks.
Okay, so then.
Do you have anything for vodka?
No.
You didn't finish the lemon thing.
Oh, no, I didn't finish the lemon thing.
Where did we put the lemons?
Well.
In things.
Actually, the thing is with lemons, if you know when you try and squeeze them and you don't get all the juice out, it's a bit of a waste.
Must put in the
so they say, yes, there you go. You see?
Have you been to Natasha Flamava's School of Life Hacks?
No, I've just put things in the microwave.
No, there's a lot of things on Pinterest.
Eric
about
just goes home and puts stuff in the microwave and sees what happens.
Yeah.
He's
inquisitive. Yeah.
Well,
do you know what I did the other days? You know, you get those like
silver stuff in the microwave.
Meals and the metal, and then you.
In Woolworths.
Yeah, but they're gonna. I'm avoiding.
There is a microwave at Woolworths.
I mean, Pick and Pay has
broken
ready
microwave.
Meals already. No, you just not.
You're 20. You're 24. Are you? Yes. Are you? Do you still live with your parents?
Yes.
You're
oh, I'm lucky, man.
My parents moved out. they're in Mauritius. They're actually getting residency in Mauritius. So I live.
I'm sorry, Robin. Can I move in there with you?
No,
you
can't.
Do you need a flatmate and a date to the Comedy Choice Awards?
I don't.
You have a lot of needs.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel like this is going to be a one-way relationship.
How do you know? I haven't given you my offers yet. And you know, my life hacks are amazing.
Give us more.
I mean,
hey,
I'm not going
to
peg
sleep.
My ears. Just sing me to sleep.
You know that Natasha Van Ameer was hired by an Arab to sing him to sleep at night for money.
Really?
Well, that's a little far-fetched, but something like that. I sang in Qatar for 6 months.
I play the piano.
Okay.
I don't know.
And everyone fell asleep by chance. It wasn't the plan.
Actually, no one fell asleep.
So you sang in Qatar, like a contractual thing,
I
sang
did
in a bar?
For 6 months in a place called Bubbles on Two. It was a champagne bar.
And did you sing like jazzy numbers with deep voice?
No.
Cassie Semenya voice.
No, I didn't.
I did it my way.
No.
I'm on carte blanche.
No, I didn't have a
nozzle over an voice.
Okay, give us life hacks for comedians.
Sure.
Don't panic. Hold the microphone.
I know. Here's one for you.
Don't
okay.
put the mic in your mouth. It's not how it works.
When you're doing sit-ups, if you place your tongue on the roof of your mouth, it'll stop you from straining your neck.
Do sit up?
I heard if you look at the roof of the house.
I'm doing this.
It's amazing.
I'm going to gym after this.
You must try it.
I have no idea what
you're
talking about now. A sit up?
Okay, if you're doing a sit up, think about it.
Please, do you want Natasha van Hammer?
Really?
You're in yoga pants, go.
No, don't do it.
I want to see a sit up.
You're falling into the trap. Don't do it.
Robin did sit ups once as well.
I didn't.
Why didn't the lights go out? Why is my bum sore?
Well, listen, I'll.
Why is my shirt off? What happened?
Try it.
Sit up with the tongue on the roof of your mouth.
Yes, because then you don't strain your mouth.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
Your neck.
Your neck, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because my neck
and then
is
what
always
about
like, for, and like, okay, cool.
There's something else on the roof of your mouth. If you get an ice cream headache.
If you get a brain freeze
and then... So I heard on the radio the other day, and they're having this debate, and I was like, everyone is stupid and wrong. Because this guy phoned in, and he was like... The synapses and it was 5 FM.
Oh, the synapse.
The synapses and this and that. And I was like, you're wrong. What happens is that the cold on your roof of your mouth causes your brain to think that it's freezing, so it overheats, that's why you get a headache.
So brain freeze is actually hot. It's like global warming is actually cooling.
Yeah. So then you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth to warm up
your
roof,
Gore,
and then
your and
brain
goes,
is like, cool.
Why does the roof of the mouth get so much attention? And not the floor of the mouth.
Because,
the
tongue gets most of the action.
Or the carpet of the mouth.
You shouldn't
try. Or the furniture in the mouth.
I didn't know you had a fully furnished mouth.
Are your teeth the windows or the curtains?
Furniture. Eyes are the windows to the soul.
Oh.
I'm
the roof of the mouth.
Thank goodness it's not your earlobes.
I had my roof of my mouth.
So they're the curtains. Cool, now I know.
Do we have to get Natasha back?
We have to get
Natasha
for
forever.
Can we get you back for your other thing that you do?
Yes.
What was it called? Travels with Tash.
Okay. I was just going to say, does it involve a ping pong or a dart?
Sure.
I thought you guys were friends.
Explain. No, I'm sorry.
Robin comes with a big bowl of shade and just throws it on a new friend.
Salty.
And we share the same birthday.
I also have a plus one for comics.
This is also, the thing is, you should know about the 9th of August is that very attention whorey. So saying you share the same birthday as me is not exactly getting in my good books. That's just like you're taking my attention, as are all the women in the country.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we really
missed
Brandon today.
Whoa, hold on.
I was actually born on the 8th of August.
I'm a Gemini. I lie a lot.
In record time of only 45 minutes, Robin has lost.
Actually, it's interesting. speaking of lying,
we've got to go make it quickly now.
Yeah, a person who usually makes a lot of hand gestures when telling a story is telling the truth. When telling a lie, a person's hands will stay noticeably still. So you have been lying all morning.
I love you. The check's in the mail. I won't come in your mouth.
There's two people in like the Clip Central office. Like,
I'm trying to get. I love you.
All the Jews are here. You used to read the news for every station. All right, we got to go. Say goodbye to the people, Robin.
Goodbye.
To the 11 listeners by name, say them all. Michelle,
Steve,
Woody,
Darren,
Steve,
is there
Rob,
a people?
Natasha van Hammer, who knows everyone.
Well, you know.
Thanks for coming and giving us some life hacks and just being fabulous and helping Robin with her friend problems.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Much appreciated. And good luck with the Comic Choice Awards and your pink salmon.
My name is Dave Levinson. Who are you?
I am Eric the Viking. We'll see you just now. Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.